Morning, this is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Yes, I am actually, I lost my Medicaid card, and they, when I call, and I put my information in with my DCN number, it says that I'm not in the system. So it's making
really?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Let me
yes,
check for
is.
You. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Did you need home care services?
Home care services? No, I just needed a new Medicaid card.
Because you ended up calling a home care agency. Like, I could check to see what's going on with your Medicaid, and I could tell you if you're eligible for the services as well, if that's something you're interested in.
Oh.
That's why I'm asking.
Oh. Well, I am going to be able to have to use that. I guess we're going to better figure out about my Medicaid first.
Yeah.
I know my Medicaid works because I go to the doctor and my doc.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to accept if the Medicaid wasn't active.
Right, exactly.
But I'll check for you 1 second, okay? That's a bad cough.
Yeah, I have COPD.
All right, what's your first and last name, ma'am?
Charlene, Charlene Mohr, Mohr.
Mohr?
Yeah.
Date of birth?
Mohr. 4/17/1967.
And what's the DCN number?
Is 0016857891.
And Charlene is Char.
Lene.
Got it. And more Mohr.
Yeah.
Okay, please hold. I'm going to check your Medicaid. Please hold.
Okay.
So I see your Medicaid is active, but you do have a spend down. Have you been making your spend down payments? Because that could be your issue.
Yeah, no, I make them.
How old
month.
Are you?
57, 58.
How old are you?
I think I'm 57. Mine is 58.
That's funny, Miss Charlene. You funny. So you're actually 59.
Oh, I'm 59?
I mean, that's what I'm looking in front of me. Your birthday's 4/17/67.
Yeah, that's just great. That just made my day. Jesus.
All right, but good news is that at the age of 63, you can get the waiver spend down program, meaning that they can waive your spend down. So you got a couple of more years. How much is your spend down right now?
$127.
So just so you know, there's a new program that's waiving those fees based on age and disability. So the starting age for that is 63, okay? So once you turn 63, call me and I'll help you through that, okay?
Okay.
So what's your question? Because here I don't see anything coming up for you. I just see that you have active Medicaid with a spend down.
I just need a new Medicaid card. I lost my wallet. And I don't have my Medicaid card on me. Like if I have to go to the emergency room, you know, I have to hand it.
At least you know your DCN number, which that's the most important thing. Thank God you know it. I can't send you one. I don't have access to that because you ended up calling a home care agency. I could only check your Medicaid and tell you how's it standing. We can call seniors with disabilities.
But while I have you on the phone, I'll try to call Jeff City.
You can do that, yes, to, Jeff City, and then tell them that you need a duplicate Medicaid ID card.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Can I set up a ride for the 11th?
So that also, you need to do it through Medicaid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because what I do is I assist you onto home care services. So want me to apply? You want to apply and see if you can hire one of your friends, family, trusted one, loved ones, siblings, any children over the age of 18, you can hire them to be your attendant at home.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And you're
eligible.
You have the code.
Okay, yes.
So basically, what it is that whoever you hire will hire on your behalf and they become your personal assistant. They'll assist you through the home with your personal care. So what's personal care? Like housekeeping, meal prepping, if you need a dressing, grooming, bathing, but if you need
all the above,
also included.
All the above. I already have somebody just that comes in and I give them money.
No, don't do that. You have the Medicaid can pay for it for you. What's the person?
Okay.
Do you want to hire that person? You want to keep that person? Okay, what's the person's name? And I'm going to need a phone number so we can send them the hiring application.
Oh, okay. Here, I'm going to hand the phone to her.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Lydia Rawl.
Miss Lydia, how do you spell your first name?
Lydia.
And the last name?
Rall.
Rallo. And a good number to reach you?
573-739-9627.
So what we're going to be doing today basically is getting Charlene onto home care services where the agency is going to hire you to pay you to do what you're already doing for her, okay?
Yeah, I've done it before for somebody else.
Okay. So you can give me the phone back to Miss Charlene.
There you go.
Miss Charlene, can I get your physical home address?
803 West 12th Street, Rolla, Rolla, Missouri, 65401.
And is this a good number to reach you, the one on my call ID, the 573-908-9353?
Yes.
Would you like to list an alternative number, or do you have a home phone number?
No, that's my only phone.
Okay. You have any minors residing in the home under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And what county are you in?
Felt County.
Felt, F-E-L-T, correct?
Felt, P-H.
E-L-P-S?
Yes.
Helps. Okay, got it. All right. Before
Felt.
I close.
Like,
go ahead. Spell it for me then.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Spell it for me. Miss Charlene, now I'm going to give you the agency's information, okay? Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So the agency that's going to hire Miss Lydia and assist you onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
D-E-L-U-X-E?
You got it. The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. That's my direct number. My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, thank you.
The agency's number is the same as mine, but ends in 00. So 314-501-2500.
Whose number is that?
The agency's. I gave you my direct number, and then I gave you the agency's number, okay? So basically, what we're going to do right now, I'm going to place you in a brief hold. We're going to get state on the line, seniors and disabilities. They're the ones that award home care services. We're basically just going to knock on the state's doors today, introduce ourselves, let them know that you're in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down, CDS. So write that acronym down is short for Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that allows you to hire Miss Lydia or anyone of your choice over the age of 18.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. So I just write CDS down?
CDS. I want you to write the acronym down, because when we call the state now, that's what you're going to request. You're going to request home care services, and you need the CDS program.
Oh, okay.
So I want you, I'm prepping you. I'm prepping you for the call, so you know exactly what to say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now they're going to ask you for disabilities, okay? Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with. So one of them is the COPD, okay? And anything else you have, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, that's all medical diagnosis. If you forget to list anything, it's okay, because when they come into the home to do the physical assessment, then you can add anything on, okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you, what do you need assistance in your house with? Everything from cooking to cleaning to dressing to grooming. What your needs are based on your conditions, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to ask you if you want a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week and sort your meds. I'm not sure if you want that. I don't know if you need it. These are services that are going to be offered to you. You can always add them later on if you do. If you don't need them, you just kindly say not at this time.
Okay.
They're going to offer you possibly the Meals on Wheels program. If you need that, they're hot disposable tray meals delivered. Just remember that if you opt for Meals on Wheels, the caregiver is not going to get paid to prep meals at the home or do dishes, because they're sending you three meals with disposable containers. So again, that's something that if you feel you can benefit from, you say yes. If not, then not at this time.
Okay.
They're going to offer you social daycare services. That's where you go with other like-minded people and you interact for the day. You receive transportation, your meals, and all your activities are done there at the daycare center. It's called the social daycare center. And like I said, they provide transportation to and from. The days that you are in the local community center, Lydia will not be able to clock in and out, because all your needs are going to be taken care of there. So if this is a service that you don't need at this time, or you do need it because you're depressed, you have anxiety, or you want to get out the house, it's a great place to be at, especially if you live alone and you don't have other people with companionship, because they go on field trips, they do things, okay? But again, not at this time if you don't need it. You could always add this on later, all right?
Okay, yeah.
All right. They're going to ask you what agency would you like to go to. Please hold.